From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. In Vienna today, officials are holding a second day of talks aimed at getting Iran to send the majority of its low-enriched uranium abroad for processing. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency is hosting the gathering with representatives of Iran, the U.S., Russia, and France. After Monday's talks, the head of the agency, Mohammed El-Baradei, said the talks so far had been constructive. The talks are aimed at hammering out details of a plan Iran agreed to in principle in Geneva earlier this month. The deal would send about 75% of Iran's declared stockpile of low-enriched uranium to Russia and France for processing and would then be returned to Iran as fuel for use in a medical research reactor in Tehran. If a deal is worked out, it could alleviate concerns in the short term anyway, that Iran might further enrich that uranium to make a nuclear bomb. It's believed Iran would need a year or longer to replenish that stockpile of uranium. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Vienna.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Tokyo, where he is meeting today with Japan's foreign minister. They are discussing the U.S. Marine base on Okinawa. The secretary says he expects the base will remain open despite political pressure among Tokyo's new leaders to close it. At issue is the fate of the airfield, which is a major marine hub. In 2006, U.S. and Japanese officials agreed to shift 8,000 Marines to the territory of Guam and to move the base to another U.S. military location on Okinawa. But some members of the new government of Prime Minister Yokio Hatoyama want the base closed and the remaining U.S. troops moved out of Japan altogether. Okinawa residents have complained that the military bases cause too much noise and crime. Federal prosecutors in Chicago want a judge to limit what former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich says about his corruption case in a reality TV show. From Chicago, NPR's David Schaefer reports.
Blagojevich is in New York taping episodes of The Celebrity Apprentice for NBC. The show features various celebrities competing to carry out business-related tasks for real estate mogul Donald Trump. The episodes in which Blagojevich could appear would air in March. That's shortly before the jury selection process would begin for the impeached former Democratic governor's upcoming corruption trial. Federal prosecutors are concerned that Blagojevich could say things on the show that could influence potential jurors. They've asked U.S. District Court Judge James Zagel to order Blagojevich to not discuss evidence that could come up in his trial. Judge Zagel says he, too, is concerned that Blagojevich could say things that could complicate the trial, including comments Blagojevich himself might later regret. The judge wants the attorneys to work out an agreement to limit what Blagojevich can say about his case on The Apprentice. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
Japanese share prices closed higher today. Tokyo's Nikkei average rose by 100 points, or 1%. This is NPR News. A study of Air Force recruits shows that some people infected by the new H1N1 swine flu are capable of spreading the virus a day or more after their symptoms go away. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
When nearly 1,400 cadets showed up for training at the Air Force Academy in Colorado last June, more was waiting for them than uniforms. By the end of July, 167 had confirmed or suspected swine flu. Air Force doctors follow their cases closely and put a number to what experts already know. Some people, in this case 19%, continue to emit viruses a day or more after symptoms disappear. Conventional public health advice is that it's okay to return to normal activities 24 hours after symptoms are gone. The new finding shouldn't change that, says virus expert William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University, so long as people wash their hands and, when they sneeze or cough, do so into their elbows. The new study appears in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Negotiations to solve the three-month-old Honduran political crisis are once again at an impasse. That's according to a top aide to ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya. Negotiator Victor Meza accuses the interim government of obstructing progress by insisting that Congress and the Supreme Court be consulted on whether Zelaya can be reinstated. The court has already said Zelaya should not be allowed to return. Meza says that the Zelaya team will not return to the table until Roberto Micheletti's government presents a constructive proposal. However, he said they will not break off the talks entirely. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.